Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five extracts with people talking about their most recent holiday. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what each speaker did during their holiday. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker took as a memento. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1. Going to an exotic place like Australia proved to be absolutely breathtaking. We met some very nice people and ate some great food. However, the highlight had to be plunging into the great abyss and seeing parts of the Great Barrier Reef. All of the different types of fish and structures beneath the sea made for an unforgettable experience. The whole family had a fantastic time from beginning to end, and I was able to procure a bag of sand from the beach to always keep a reminder for the children of this particular holiday they had the privilege of going on. Speaker 2.
In deciding to go to a more historical place, we in essence made the choice to forgo a more normal summer holiday at the beach. By trading the sand, water and sun for history, we hope to become a little more educated on things surrounding us. The pinnacle of the different sites we ended up seeing was probably the tour we took of a famous palace that had housed some of the most recognisable royals in the world during a time period. Before heading back to the hotel that night, so that we could catch an early morning flight the next day, I was able to get a picture at the entrance with a man in costume impersonating an old king.
Speaker 3.
This go round, when it was time to get ready for another holiday, we went a little off the map. Our first objective was to get across the Atlantic on a plane to arrive in the States, and we did stay a few days on the East Coast. However, that was far from where we finished. We caught another flight that landed in Chicago so that we could start our long trek along Route 66. It was something my friends and I had thought about before, but the reality of the situation was more than we could have ever pictured. The coolest part about it was grabbing a different shirt every couple of stops to remember the journey.
Speaker 4.
Growing up in a warm climate, I had always dreamed about visiting cooler weather destinations. My family and I occasionally talked about ending up there one time or another, but it never came to fruition. That's the reason why, when I was awarded a little bit of extra time off work this winter, I knew what I needed to do. Head to the Alps. To call me a novice on the mountain would be a great compliment. In terms of skill, it was a complete and utter disaster, but I had a blast. Hopefully next time I won't embarrass myself as much, and in the meantime, I can put the poles I brought back to good use.
Speaker 5.
Because I could see that our holiday was going to fall during a time of impeccable weather, it seemed appropriate to plan something outdoors. We had heard about this little trail a little off the beaten path that led to an amazing lake at the top. Furthermore, we'd be able to book a cabin around the base to have a place to stay close to where we would be leaving from. The experience was everything they had said it would be. Even after reaching the lake, we found some other great trails for the subsequent days. But the prize was actually seizing some of that lake to save for the house.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1. Going to an exotic place like Australia proved to be absolutely breathtaking. We met some very nice people and ate some great food. However, the highlight had to be plunging into the great abyss and seeing parts of the Great Barrier Reef. All of the different types of fish and structures beneath the sea made for an unforgettable experience. The whole family had a fantastic time from beginning to end, and I was able to procure a bag of sand from the beach to always keep a reminder for the children of this particular holiday they had the privilege of going on. Speaker 2.
In deciding to go to a more historical place, we in essence made the choice to forgo a more normal summer holiday at the beach. By trading the sand, water and sun for history, we hope to become a little more educated on things surrounding us. The pinnacle of the different sites we ended up seeing was probably the tour we took of a famous palace that had housed some of the most recognisable royals in the world during a time period. Before heading back to the hotel that night, so that we could catch an early morning flight the next day, I was able to get a picture at the entrance with a man in costume impersonating an old king.
Speaker 3.
This go round, when it was time to get ready for another holiday, we went a little off the map. Our first objective was to get across the Atlantic on a plane to arrive in the States, and we did stay a few days on the East Coast. However, that was far from where we finished. We caught another flight that landed in Chicago so that we could start our long trek along Route 66. It was something my friends and I had thought about before, but the reality of the situation was more than we could have ever pictured. The coolest part about it was grabbing a different shirt every couple of stops to remember the journey.
Speaker 4.
Growing up in a warm climate, I had always dreamed about visiting cooler weather destinations. My family and I occasionally talked about ending up there one time or another, but it never came to fruition. That's the reason why, when I was awarded a little bit of extra time off work this winter, I knew what I needed to do. Head to the Alps. To call me a novice on the mountain would be a great compliment. In terms of skill, it was a complete and utter disaster, but I had a blast. Hopefully next time I won't embarrass myself as much, and in the meantime, I can put the poles I brought back to good use.
Speaker 5.
Because I could see that our holiday was going to fall during a time of impeccable weather, it seemed appropriate to plan something outdoors. We had heard about this little trail a little off the beaten path that led to an amazing lake at the top. Furthermore, we'd be able to book a cabin around the base to have a place to stay close to where we would be leaving from. The experience was everything they had said it would be. Even after reaching the lake, we found some other great trails for the subsequent days. But the prize was actually seizing some of that lake to save for the house.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.